Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, meditation, movement, manifesting, three words we are met with constantly, yet somehow wellness has become just another thing on our jam-packed to-do list. In her new book, Would You Be Well? Or Would You Be Well? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. A broadcaster and health coach, Claire McKenna, shows you how to cut through the overwhelming to help you discover the wellness habits that actually will fit your own life and that are easy to maintain, from mindset shifts to everyday small step rituals. This book, Would You Be Well, is an accessible and down-to-earth guide. And Claire is with me now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
How do I say it now? I'm a bit intrigued.
I like it with a glint in the eye. I like Would You Be Well. But I know some people will be like, Would You Be Well? And it's an eye roll, because wellness has become a bit of an eye roll to people. They think it's something that's not for them. People look at me sometimes and say, oh, I'm not into all that wellness stuff. Like it's some mad island only certain people go to. Whereas in reality, everybody deserves to feel as well as they can in their own life, in their own way.
Now, normally books like this, you have a Damascene conversion like St. Paul. I hit rock bottom. Then this, that and the other happened. You never hit rock bottom.
No, I didn't have that big transformation story, but I certainly reached a point where I was fairly exhausted. I would have been known as somebody who was very into health and wellness. I tried every fad, was on every diet, went to every gym class, retreats, you name it, I tried it. But I was overwhelmed by it all. I felt the message had really hyped up, because I'm from the dark ages where there was no social media and no internet. Mm. And as that began to ramp up, so too did the message. So what used to be fairly simple, eat less, move more, I did that. I cut calories. I went to the gym. All of a sudden, as you said, it was manifesting and juicing and detoxing and paleo. And I was like, what am I supposed to be doing? So I decided to cut it all back and really discover what wellness means.
Is wellness therefore different for every person? I mean, one person's journey to wellness might be juicing.
100%.
Might be paleo, might be meditation.
100%. And wellness was actually first coined back in the 1950s by a doctor. And its definition in the Oxford Dictionary is a condition obtained when a person achieves a level of wellness that minimizes their chances of getting sick. So it's looking at more of a preventative model rather than the crisis model of waiting till something goes wrong. So it's little things that you do every day that keep you as well as you possibly can be. So for some people, that's yoga pants, that's chanting at the moon, that's drinking green juice. To other people, that is prioritizing rest, having fun with their friends. And it's all of those things together. It doesn't have to be restrictive and punishing. Mm.
I mean, some people thrive on stress. I mean, if you're a Formula One driver and you're driving really well, Jos Verstappen or whoever it might be, you're driving really well, you're probably very well in yourself. If you weren't, you couldn't do it. So their road to feeling really terrific would be different to someone who finds crossing the road a bit stressful.
100%. But I even think at the level of elite performance, be that in C-suite CEOs and business owners or elite athletes, they all have performance coaches now, and they take a really holistic view of their performance. So it's not all about that high stress. What are you doing after you get out of the car or off the pitch or home? I interviewed a top rugby player recently. He's retired now, but he was talking about getting up and journaling in the morning, getting into his ice bath and having that morning routine that works for him, and how for him before a big try, he would write over and over again, I can score a try, I can score a try. So just to hear him talk about that. He was manifesting and working on his mindset just as much as training hard, eating well. So it is a real holistic approach.
So in your book, you go through kind of the methodology of finding your own particular wellness. First of all, am I burnt out or am I not?
Yeah, but the burnout thing is something we hear a lot about. And we often picture the person who can't get out of bed anymore. And that is a true representation of burnout. But that is the end of the line. And there are a couple of doctors who came up with 12 steps to burnout. And the first three really interested me. So the first one is a constant need for validation, outside validation. And we all like to do well and have others think well of us. But when that's at the centre of what you're doing, that can be step one. Step two is being a workaholic and putting work above anything else. And step three is neglecting your own self-care. So I would encourage people to try and catch it there. You know, there's another 9 steps to go. But if you start to catch it there and say, do you know what, I've been working a bit too hard. When was the last time I had a bit of crack? When was the last time I had a good night's sleep? That's where I think people should be catching it before they get to that stage.
Now, people will look at modern life. You know, it might be nice to be able to work remotely at home, but many people have to do that terrible commute into our towns and cities. But notably, I suppose, most Dublin, which is, as we heard earlier, the third most congested city in the world. And you're trying to somehow sort yourself out, yet you have to make that terrible journey every day. So what do you do? Do you have to give up your job to find peace?
You have to find ways to find your pockets of peace. I just sat in that traffic. I thought I was going to be late for our chat. The rain is hammering down. The traffic is not moving. I have music that calms me down. I have a little playlist in my Spotify. And I said, put Spotify or Siri, play my relaxing playlist on Spotify. And that got me through. Now, that might be hell to somebody else. They might want bouncing techno that lifts their mood. But that, maybe listening to a podcast, maybe listening to an audio book. There's always ways, catching up with a friend as you sit in the traffic. There can be ways that will work for different people.
Yeah, but accept the things you cannot change kind of thing. I can't move this traffic along. I'm stuck here. So accept it and try and, if you can, just enjoy the music. But if you can't, do some business.
Yeah, and I do think as well, we hear a lot about manifesting and living your best life, and it's quite a privileged term to throw out there. Some people are really struggling to make ends meet and just doing the best they can to survive, and I totally accept that. But we do also live in an age where we can question things and say, am I happy? Am I really happy in this job? Am I happy in this relationship? And there isn't a magic wand that changes that overnight. But if the commute is really getting you down, is there a different way you can work? Is there a way to talk to your boss? Are there a couple of days you could work at home? Is there a different job for you to get? You're about to take a big life change yourself. And yeah, I think it's about taking that aerial view of your life and seeing what's working and what's not. And where can you make small tweaks to make it flow better?
What is negativity bias?
It's our brain's protection system. So our brain is constantly trying to keep us safe. So your initial reaction to any sort of change will often be no. So that's why when we think, I'll go for a walk or I'll go to a gym class, our body says, ah, no, will we just stay on the couch? Mm. And sometimes we do need to prioritize rest. Pushing through can lead to that burnout, like I mentioned earlier. But it's a sweet spot between knowing when to push it and when to relax, and knowing that your brain will say, ah, look, let's just stay here. Yeah. Let's just stay safe.
Get a dog. The dog will say, sorry, you can't sit on that couch. It's time for my walk.
And you won't even think about it. And
no,
so many people,
be done.
I just did a lovely series for my Instagram, What Keeps You Well? And I interviewed all different kinds of people about the three things that keep them well. And it wasn't personal trainers necessarily or green juice. A lot of people spoke about having a job they love, and dogs came up a lot. The dog, that constant companion, someone that's wagging their tail when you come back from the bathroom, and someone that gets you up and outside no matter what the weather.
Yeah, I was watching a program last night. The fellow's name? Wick. John Wick, is it? Who deals with dogs' trust and all of that. And he met a man who always fosters dogs because they need fostering sometimes in the period between being rescued and then finding their forever home. And he was saying, you know, why did you do it? Fostering so many dogs month after month, year after year. He says, I just like I like dogs better than I like humans.
Well, they're always happy to see you. It's unconditional love, isn't it? And I think doing something like that is also really key to wellness. It's giving back, isn't it? And it's, you get more than you give. So volunteering, being a part of something in your local community, it's all of those things.
Now, how do you suggest people use this book then? Because it's quite comprehensive. There are so many aspects to it. And as you say, not one thing, juicing or paleo, will be right for everybody.
Yeah, and that was something I found a challenge, Pat, because I didn't want it to feel like work for people, and I didn't want to overwhelm them with even more information. So here I am saying wellness is overwhelming, and then I've got quite a comprehensive book. But the publishers really encouraged me to give people as much information as possible. And there's questions at the end of every chapter so people can personalize it themselves. But you do you with the book is what I'm saying to people. Pick it up, put it down, enjoy it. But I've got some lovely reviews from people who say, I usually hate wellness books because it makes me feel like I'm doing life wrong and I don't like being told what to do. But I like the tone of this book. It's gentle, it's non-judgmental. And that's what I really want for people.
Now, years ago, when you said you were floundering around, you didn't know what was right, what was wrong, what you should do, what you should not do. And you mentioned you went on retreats. You're running a retreat yourself, are you not?
I am. I have Would You Be Well, the retreat coming up at the end of February in the fabulous Deerstone in County Wicklow. So I'm going to bring in some of the key insights from the book. It's a bit of a celebration.
What's the Deerstone?
It's a gorgeous eco-retreat centre. They have a fabulous big round room that you can use pretty much for whatever. People use it for meditation sessions, breath work, yoga. But it's so lovely and it's all glass looking out on the mountains and the forests of Wicklow. Self-catering lodges, 26 people. I have a few spots left, but it's going to be a celebration in many ways because I've gone on a real journey since I started presenting the Health and Wellness Show here on News Talk. And the book is a culmination of all of that. So I wanted to mark it and I'm inviting some of the favourite people that I met along the way to come and do their wellness magic on us.
Well, you are a monument to chill. I have to say that. Absolutely. You seem very, very happy in your own skin.
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes with age a little bit as well. But yeah, I enjoy life. You know, I think we only get one wild and precious life. So we may as well give it our best shot.
This text, wellness is simple. Just try and look after yourself. Try to be a bit more active. Try to eat well. And most importantly, try to get enough sleep. People try to overcomplicate things.
Yeah, it really is the simple things. I talk a lot in the book about the blue zones around the world where people live longest and healthiest. And it is simple things. It's, you know, eating till you're 80% full, not overdoing it, eating locally sourced food, meeting your friends and family and in community, and just doing simple exercise like chopping wood and walking the fields. We do tend to overcomplicate things.
Well, it's published by Hachette Books Ireland. It's called Would You Be Well?
I love how you say it, Pat.
Anyway, its author is Claire McKenna. Claire, thank you very much for joining us in studio today. Well,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.